Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell. We've been talking a lot about what's going to happen in this upcoming draft, and we love to go around the country and talk to the guys that we certainly enjoy reading and hearing from. And this guy, Mike, you've been wanting to talk to for a few weeks now when it comes to the Miami Dolphins, haven't you?
Yeah, man. I always love reading this guy. He's fun. He's an hombre. He's our kind of guy. Matter of fact, if he was here right now, we'd be tipping back some Bacardis. Armando Salguero joins us from down in Miami, as Pitbull would say, 305, to see what the Dolphins have up their sleeves. What's going on, Armando? First off, how are you doing, brother? How are you holding up?
All is well. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I hope you guys are the same. And if anyone coughs during this interview, I'm out.
You're a mess. Man, let's talk about what Brian Flores is doing down there. Before we get into the draft, free agency. Were you surprised at how aggressive they were in making the deals that they did? Because I thought they were really good, and he's been trying to improve that defense.
No, absolutely. They were good. I can't say I was surprised. I mean, they had, you know, a bunch of money to spend, and guess what? They spent it. They spent $250 million, almost $251 million in new contracts, $150 million of that guaranteed money. And so they added 10 new guys, many of them, like you said, to the defense, many of them, four of them, former Patriots. And obviously Brian Flores came to the Dolphins after he was the Patriots defensive coordinator and worked for them for 13 years before that. So it's predictable that they went out and spent the money, and now they're going to go out and spend a lot of draft picks because they've got 14 of them.
Yeah, man, I'm such a nerd, Armando. I was doing the mock drafts for the Fins the other day. It's like being a little kid with all those picks. But are they going to move up? I mean, they want Burrow, they want Tua. What's the plan?
Yeah, they want Burrow first, obviously, and that would take a mint. They're going to call the Cincinnati Bengals if they haven't done so already and try to see if the Bengals will part with the first overall pick. And I got to tell you, it's hard to see the Bengals doing that, but they're going to have to say no to, you know, the Dolphins do have three first-round picks. They have two second-round picks. They have two first-round picks next year and two second-round picks next year. So go ahead, say no. You know, if you think Joe Burrow is going to be all that, then God bless you. But obviously there will be a conversation had. And then after that, the field is open for, you know, Tua Tagovailoa or Justin Herbert.
Speaking of Tua, Mike Tannenbaum came out and said it would be irresponsible to draft Tua inside the top 10. And I heard that, and I was like, what is he talking about? Did he not watch Tua Tagovailoa at Alabama? Did he not see what this kid is capable of? I understand, Armando, the injury concerns, and I think that's across the board for every NFL team. But if I'm the Dolphins and he's there, I got to take him, right?
I don't know.
What?
That's right.
I'm not.
That's right.
Look, you and I and most people that aren't worried about their jobs, if what we're saying is wrong on a prospect, can say, look, Tua Tagovailoa, when he's on the field and when he's playing for Alabama, he's amazing and he's very productive and he's awesome and let's go get him. The problem is that people whose jobs are on the line, you know, it won't look so good if you were the guy that picked Tua who had an injury history and then Tua comes to your team and he continues to have what? an injury history. There are significant red flags about Tua's durability, and obviously it's not helped by the fact that teams can't get their hands on him to give him a good, you know, once over and check him from head to toe and MRI him and do all this as of this month. Now, that happened at the Indy Combine in February, but teams want sort of a, you know, that was a template. Teams want to see how far he's come since then, and honestly, his agents and all the others that he's got, his marketing people, leaking stories about everything's great, that doesn't fly. That works in the media, but it doesn't work in personnel offices.
And that's the question. We saw it when he went down with that injury, and that was another thing about the escapability. Maybe we overplayed, or as the media, we overthought that this guy is that much of a dual threat. Burrow can move. I mean, to me, Burrow's the guy that, I mean, he can do a little bit of everything. And Tua, that hip injury is scary. The fact that now all these other injuries, the wrist injuries, are cropping up. I agree with you, Armando. I would go all in for Burrow, or go stock up and go get a quarterback in the second round if I can.
Yeah, that's an interesting approach to it, but you're like, what about Justin Herbert? I mean, Justin Herbert came back for his senior year, and if he had come out last year, he would have gone, you know, in the top 10 last year. So that's going to be something that that multiple teams, the Dolphins, the Chargers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, are going to consider when they're looking, you know, at quarterbacks, and they all could obviously use a quarterback.
It's Armando Sergaro joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Radio.com, Miami Herald. He covers the Dolphins down there, covers everything down there. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, you know, I saw, you know, Dwayne Wade obviously is making this transition. I just want to transition real quick as we're focusing on the draft. But, you know, the whole Dwayne Wade phenomenon that happened down there, and I know you've been a part of it and you've seen it firsthand. Is he right behind Dan Marino now when you talk about, you know, iconic sports figures down there in Miami, or is he surpassed Marino?
Yeah, that's a solid argument, obviously. You know, he did win more championships. But so there's kind of that. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, South Florida, Miami is a football town. And football first, and everything else after that. And while Dwayne Wade did amazing things here, and by the way, did it before, you know, LeBron James arrived, because he did win a championship without LeBron James. You know, people down here worship him, but Dan Marino is separate and apart. It's like, you know, it's been 40 years since Dan Marino was in his heyday. And, yeah, everybody still thinks Dan Marino could, like, if he walked out into a field, there's people down here that think he could still play and still be awesome and still be wonderful. And it's ridiculous, but that's what fans, you know, are about.
Yeah, you know what? Armando, guilty, because, like, last year, 2 years ago at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, Carl's like, dude, you want a towel? When we were interviewing Danny Boy, I was one of those guys when I had my tickets down there. It's Armando Salguero from Miami Herald from Radio.com. When is the U going to get back to being the U? I mean, Manny, I mean, another prodigal son is back, but when does that thing get some traction?
Yeah, they lost to FIU last year.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
So the U is now kind of like looks like an N, to be honest with you. It's going to be a while. You know, they rose to national prominence because high school football in South Florida is just about better than anywhere else. And I'm not saying that because I'm from here. You look at NFL rosters, and every year the NFL puts out the stats of what towns produce the most NFL players. And for 5 years running, it's been Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Pompano, places here. And the reason that the University of Miami dominated college football and won 5 national championships in 20 years ago is because, you know, they basically cordoned off South Florida and decided every player that comes out of here that we want, we're going to get. And after a while, teams like Alabama with Amari Cooper and others, teams like Georgia, the good teams, they decided, yeah, maybe we should go and recruit in South Florida, and they have, and Miami doesn't own the place anymore.
Mm. All right, so your best guess about the draft, which is, again, you know, right around the corner, everybody's looking at the Dolphins. I think they could be the major player in this because of all those picks that you named earlier. What do you want them to do? What do you think they should do? If you're the general manager, what are you doing?
All right, so, you know, look, they need to come out of this draft with a starting quarterback. They need to come out of this draft with a starting left tackle. They need to come out of this draft with a starting running back. They need to come out of this draft with a starting edge rusher. And that sounds like you're asking for a lot, but again, they have 5 picks in the first 70, including 3 number one picks. So if you're doing your job, if you're proficient and efficient, that's not asking for the world. And I'm not saying come out of it with Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. Get me a starter. If you can do that, you're going to be a better team in the AFC East, and the AFC East right now is a division without Tom Brady. So do that. I don't know if they're going to take Tua. I don't know if they're going to take Justin Herbert. It's probably going to be one of those two guys. You know, flip a coin, I guess.
All right, because, you know, you're worried about Tua. So the Dolphins, so they're not lukewarm on Tua, so you feel it's – because I would say if you can't get Burrow, you know, stand pat or trade down, you can still get Herbert and load up.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to trade up. You know, everybody's talking about they're going to trade up for Tua. Maybe, but that's hard to do. Again, he is 6 foot, 215 pounds, 217 pounds with – an injury history that includes one ankle surgery on the right side, another ankle surgery on the left side, the hip situation, and we don't know where that's going. We have a broken wrist. We have a knee injury. We have a broken finger and a broken nose. He only played 3 years.
Armando, you make this guy sound like he's Frankenstein. I mean, you're convincing me that I shouldn't want to draft him.
And believe me, when he got on the field and he was playing, he was balling. He's great. But guys in the NFL are larger, faster. They're grown men, and they catch you faster, and when they tackle you, they feel in a lot less better mood than college players. So, and by the way, you're not going to have the advantage of playing with Alabama against teams that are overmatched generally. Mm. The Miami Dolphins don't generally overmatch other NFL teams. And in fact, in the NFL, you know, most games are decided by 6 points or less. So, there's legitimate reasons why Tua is not a for sure, absolute 100% book it to the Dolphins pick.
Okay, excellent. Appreciate the information, Armando. We always love reading you, bro. And however this goes, we'll do the post draft analysis and see what you're pulling your hair out over.
All right, man. Stay safe, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.